Thank you for joining us at the First Baptist Church of Coleraine, Massachusetts, as Pastor Jim Rennie continues to faithfully challenge and encourage us in the Word. And it is our prayer that this message will encourage the believer and bring the unbeliever closer to a saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the First Baptist Church here in Massachusetts, in Coleraine. Today here it's Mother's Day, and we're so glad that you are tuning in, listening, wherever you may be. Going to learn about not just a mother, but also a mother-in-law. Naomi is her name, and it's a wonderful thing to have a loving mother, and she certainly was. And we're going to be reading from Ruth, different person. Ruth, first chapter, the first 22 verses, and we'll get Matt to read that, if you will, please.
The camera makes me nervous there. All right. Happy Mother's Day. I'll say that to start. And thank God for the opportunity and Jim for asking me to read this. So here we go. I'll try to get through this and not sound too nervous. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. And a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab and lived there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. When she heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, Naomi and her daughter-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness to you, as you have shown to the dead and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband." Then she kissed them, and they wept aloud and said to her, "We will go back with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return home with daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband, even if I thought they were still hope for me. Even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has gone out against me." At this, they wept again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. "Look," said Naomi, Your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her God. Go back with her." But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. The people will be my people and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me." When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them, and the women exclaimed, "Can this be Naomi?" "Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me. So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning. Praise God for his word.
Thank you, Matt, very much. Appreciate that. Let's have a word of prayer, shall we? Before we begin, thank you, Lord, for another new day. We thank you for those that are here, those that are watching, listening, wherever you may be. We really appreciate you tuning in, and we hope you'll get a blessing from this Mother's Day message. In Jesus' name, amen? Amen. So, we'll be learning about one such mother and also mother-in-law, Naomi. In this first chapter, we read about her husband, Elimelech, and her and her two sons. They were all from an aristocratic family, Jewish aristocratic family, very well off. But all that was about to change. One day, they and their entourage, they left their home in Bethlehem because there was a famine in the land. And they heard there was food in the land of Moab. So they set off for that land in order to survive. The problem was they should have stayed put, and they didn't wait on the Lord. And they didn't trust the Lord enough to provide for their needs, which they would have done. So they did suffer the consequences, and we'll find out what happened shortly. The famine in Israel was probably due to hostile raiders, used probably the Philistines, that had burnt the Israelites' crops, most likely the barley harvest. So Elimelech and his family, they set off, they packed up, left Judah, thinking that the grass was greener on the other side, but they soon regretted that decision when Elimelech realized they were no better off than they were before. The problem with leaving Judah meant he would leave the land of his birth, the land of Judah, the land of Israel, and the people of Israel, and unfortunately the God of Israel, to settle amongst the heathens in Moab, the Moabites. It can be a tendency for some Christians, when things get rough and afflictions come our way, we sometimes feel like throwing in the towel, even turning our backs on God. But you know what? God will never turn his back on us, will he? And regardless of the circumstances, the struggles, the pain, the problems, no matter how difficult life can be, as believers, we are to endure sufferings like good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We're in a spiritual warfare, amen? We're good soldiers. We don't go AWOL, amen? We hang in there. So running away from our problems never solve them. Problems are still there. They have to be faced. They have to be dealt with, regardless how painful it may seem at the time. But by God's grace and with the help of the Holy Spirit, all things work together for good to those that love God, to those who are called according to his perfect will and purpose. Evidently, Elimelech didn't have the same view. Having turned back on those he held near and dear back in Judah, he suffered the consequences of living amongst those heathens in Moab. Not just him, but who paid the price, his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, they both died. And this was probably due to the fact that they had married Moabite women that was forbidden in Jewish law, unless those foreign women actually converted to Judaism, which most unlikely in their case. So they suffered the consequences. And this should be another object lesson for us Christians, to be careful who we associate with. So it's best to take advice from God and God's word. And if we ignore it, it's always a foolish choice. And some of us have learned that the hard way. Amen? So, Naomi's husband died. Her two sons died. She's on her own. But she had two daughters-in-law, and Orpah and Ruth. So they decided, let's go back to Judah, to her homeland, to verses 6 through 14. They returned to Bethlehem. She wanted to return. She'd heard that God had blessed the people of Israel, providing enough food for everybody to go around, including them, and her and her two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth. So they set off. But would those two daughter-in-laws of hers go with her? Or would they stay behind with the people of Moab? She didn't want to force them, like Elimelech probably forced them to go to Moab. She wanted the daughter-in-laws to make their own choice, to make the choice either to leave Moab, go with her, or stay with their people, their culture, their lifestyle, and their gods, small g, plural, not the true and living God of Israel, Jehovah. Would they go with Naomi? Naomi wisely gave them the full picture of what to expect, to lie ahead. Excuse me. One of God's creatures is dead. So, you know, she didn't want to force them. They had to make their own choice, like we all have to make choices, right? You can give enough people, you know, all the advice in the world, but then people are still going to make their own choices, right? Hopefully we make the right choices that comes in line with God's word, because that's always the best choices we can make. So what choice did they make? Well, Orpah decided she got as far as the border of Judah, and she decided she was going to turn back. But Ruth, she became a woman of faith. Just like Naomi was a woman of faith, she decided she was going to go and live by faith. And she went with her mother-in-law, Ruth, not knowing what lay ahead. None of us know what lay ahead, do we? We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but we know who holds the future. We know we're going to be we're on the road at least to heaven. That's where we're headed, thankfully, because we made that choice. We were convinced about Christ and receiving him, and once we receive him, we're on the road that leads to eternal life. Thank God for that. So belief in Jesus Christ is also a personal choice an individual has to make for themselves. But once the choice has been made, we need to follow Jesus. And we're told to keep on going and not look back and or turn back. Jesus says, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. We need to keep on keeping on, regardless of the circumstances. It's interesting to read, you know, at the beginning, Orpah, she did set off with Naomi and Ruth. And like I said, they got to the border of Judah. But then she got cold feet and turned back, like so many people. They almost get saved, but then they get cold feet, or rather cold hearts, and they turn back. And that's not uncommon for some professing Christians to do either. Start out okay, then something happens. Things get too rough, times get too hard and difficult, and the Christian life becomes so difficult or they become angry at God for one reason or another, and they blame him for things not working out the way they thought should do. They blame God for things that didn't work out the way they had planned, and they blame God, and they turn back. They turn back to the world and its lifestyle, like Orpha did. She turned back to serve her gods and leave the congregation of God, hang around with unbelievers, cease to follow Jesus any longer, which is a shame, because the Bible says there's no peace for the wicked. There is no peace. And the problem, when they look back on their life, it was futile, with no reward to show for it. Look back on their life, being such a waste, when their lives could have counted for the glory of God. Because life is very short, but eternity is forever and ever and ever. Amen? So we read there, that Naomi and Ruth, not Orpha, she turned back. Verses 15 through 22. Unlike Orpha, Ruth went with Naomi. She was determined, she was adamant, completely set in her mind to stay the course with her mother, with her mother-in-law, and to follow her God, Jehovah. Not knowing what lay ahead, that's true faith. Not knowing what's ahead, but believing and trusting in the Lord. And that's true faith. She was a true woman of faith. Not knowing the future, but trusting God to take care of her, regardless of the difficult choice to leave everything and everyone behind. In Moab, to make a completely fresh new start, not knowing the future, but trusting God was going to take care of her. You know that he did. We know that he did. A changed life is proof of a changed heart. It's only God that can change our hearts. A changed life is the proof of a changed heart. And Jesus says, before you follow me, make sure you count the cost, because there is a price to pay. But we'll never pay the ultimate price that he did in order to bring us to God. Amen? He knows. So when Naomi and Ruth, they returned to Bethlehem, she couldn't have timed it better. Their arrival perfectly coincided with the beginning of the barley harvest between March and early April. So there was much work to do, there was much work available, and food around for everybody. So she made the right choice to go back. Been gone 10 years. The majority of people that were there, when they saw Naomi, they couldn't believe their eyes. She changed completely. And most of the men were out there working in the fields, bringing in the crops, bringing in the harvest. But most of the women there greeted Naomi back. They couldn't believe it, how much she changed. Just in 10 years, she'd aged considerably due to the fact that she'd suffered so much in the land of Moab, having lost her two sons and her husband, all the material wealth. I told you they came from an aristocratic Jewish family. All that was gone. All that was taken away. And when they left home. And there was a lot of talk amongst the ladies there in Bethlehem when they saw the woman that they thought they knew, Naomi. When they took off, the pastors knew. And remember, they were from a Jewish aristocratic family, the wealthiest family probably in Judah. But that's the problem, you know, when you get out of the will of God, it takes its toll on you. One way or another, it really does. When you get out of the will of God, it takes its toll on you. Like, imagine these ladies talking about Naomi, the way she looked. Look at her now. Every picture tells a story, as they say, right? Every picture tells a story. And they would say, look at her now. She's lost everything. But no, she didn't lose everything. She never lost her faith. And that is everything. Amen? She never lost her faith. That is everything. If you don't have faith, you don't have anything. You don't have faith, you don't have much. But if you don't have faith in Jesus Christ, you have nothing at all. Despite all her suffering, though, Naomi had gained a lovely daughter-in-law, Ruth, who would bless her with grandchildren because she would marry Mr. Wonderful, and his name was Boaz, the most eligible bachelor in town and the richest. And it's nice if you can get both. Yes, Naomi had been afflicted. And her name, Naomi, it means pleasant and amiable. Isn't it wonderful when we are pleasant and amiable? But now she wanted to be called Mara, which means bitter, sorrowful. Turning her back on the God of Israel really took its toll on her. Bitter and sorrowful. And that's what happens when people turn away from God. They can become bitter and sorrowful. Like Orpha, she preferred to live amongst the heathens that deny the true and living God, who loves them, gave himself to die for them on the cross to save them from their sins. So, may this Mother's Day 2024 and Naomi's story be a lesson to all of us. Even though she made mistakes, like we all do, she made wrong choices in her life, which we all do, and she suffered the consequences that we all have done. You know what? She never lost her faith. She never lost her faith in God. And she was eventually rewarded. In the end, eventually. It took time, but it takes time to learn lessons, doesn't it? Regardless of the circumstances, she was determined to walk with God, even though she went through many trials, tribulations, and tragedies. In her life, she never lost her faith. So what's the moral of this story? Don't be like Orpha. She started out okay, but then she turned back to be conformed to this world's lifestyle, philosophies, and to follow the god of this world, the devil. She made, unfortunately, wrong choices. She turned back to what was familiar, her people and her gods. Whereas her sister Ruth, she looked ahead, she trusted the God of Naomi, not knowing the future. That's faith. That's true faith. Trusting God even though you don't know what's going to happen. God does. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows exactly what's going to happen. And Ruth was justified by her faith in the true and living God. She was rewarded later, like I said, to Mr. Wonderful. Boaz, he was a good man, and he was a rich man. And after Ruth got married, she married Boaz, she too became a mother, giving birth to a son called Obed. who was none other than the grandfather of King David. Amen. So he's in the line. Boaz and Ruth, Obed, in the line, in the lineage of our Savior Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Because of Naomi's faith, millions of people have read this story, just like we've read it today and continue to read it, even on Mother's Day 2024. Like Ruth, regardless of the unseen future that lay ahead, like I said, she followed the true and living God and was rewarded. God has rewarded those that trust him. Without trusting God, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And we too, we shall be rewarded for our faithfulness to God. Like I said earlier, you know, you may not be rewarded in this life, but if you do things for the Lord, you shall be rewarded. He's keeping accounts. Amen? He is. God hasn't changed. He never will. He's going to also bless us. He's going to lead you beside the still waters to greener pastures. Yes, the grass is greener on the other side. But we're not there yet. One day we will. But only if we follow Jesus, who says, whoever wants to be my disciple, my follower, must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Let me read verses 16 and 17 again of this first chapter. Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. We could make this prayer to the Lord Jesus. Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it so severely, if anything but death separates you and me. Amen. Let's close in a word of prayer. And we know, Lord, that you will never leave us, neither will you ever forsake us. We thank you for this true story and the lessons that we can learn, and some of us have learned, that choose to leave you and to walk with you. You tell us to count the cost, because there is a cost to pay. There's a price to follow you. But we'll never have to pay the price that you paid on that cross and all that you suffered. And you didn't deserve to die. You didn't deserve to suffer. But you did. You did it because you love us unconditionally. And help us to walk with you, follow you. Give us the desire. Give us the will to never turn back, to keep walking with you on a daily basis. By your Holy Spirit, we ask you to, those that are not Christians yet, to call upon your name. And they can talk to you in prayer, and there's a prayer that they will answer. And they say that, Lord, I know that I am a sinner, and you are the Savior, and you suffered for me, one who is unworthy to be saved. But I ask you, and I believe in my heart, that you did die for me, that you were buried and you rose again from the dead. I believe it in my heart. And I'm sorry that you had to pay that price and you suffered greatly. You bore my sins on the cross when you were nailed, and your blood poured out of your sinless body. I believe it. You did it for me. And I thank you, and help me to follow you from this day forth. And I pray that you will do that, because I ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. God bless you, and happy Mother's Day to those of you mothers that are out there, or those that had mothers. Amen.
Thank you again for tuning in. You can find our podcasts on Apple Podcasts and anywhere else you find podcasts. We'd love for you to join us at the First Baptist Church in Coleraine for Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. We are located at 81 Foundry Village Road, Coleraine, Massachusetts. If you have any questions or inquiries, please feel free to call the church at 413-624-8886. Hope to see you soon. God bless.